Heavenly Father, every Sunday we are reminded that you are not far away, but you come and join us by your Holy Spirit. Jesus, you are present. But today we remember that especially the day that we celebrate your resurrection, that you are not dead, you are alive. You have ascended and are at the right hand of the Father. Heavenly Father, we pray that in your mercy, you might bless the giving and the receiving of your word, that your word might accomplish its purpose in our hearts and minds. Amen. In the resurrection story that we heard today, two disciples ran to the tomb where Jesus' body had been laid. They looked in and they saw cloths that had been wrapped around Jesus' body, the one around his body folded up, the one around his head that had been around his head folded and placed by it. The one disciple saw and believed. What do you think it was that this disciple believed? It's tempting for me to see this disciple as an example of faith in the resurrection. As if with so little evidence, this disciple could look at the empty tomb and conclude Jesus is alive. But the Gospel of John is very clear. The very next sentence, it says, they did not understand that Jesus must rise from the dead. So, the disciple and Peter still did not know about the resurrection as they stood there looking where the body should have been. Presumably they were confused, as confused and perhaps frightened as Mary had been. Why is it tempting for me to imagine that the disciple looks at the empty tomb and believes that Jesus has been raised from the dead? Perhaps because I identify with the disciple. Perhaps it's because I feel that I'm often being asked to believe in things as a Christian without any evidence to support my beliefs. I'm tempted, like the disciple, to just see these meager facts and to make these fantastic leaps. But that is not what happened in the passage. So what was it the disciple believed? Our culture often presents faith and belief, on the one hand, as being the opposites of reason and scientific-based knowledge. But these two things are not opposites at all. In fact, belief is often necessary as a first step for a person to take towards new knowledge. For example, the disciples had confusing evidence in front of them. They could have decided that there was no resolution to the problem in front of them. They knew Jesus' body had been there, now it was gone, it didn't make sense, they're going home. But they believed. They believed that there had to be an answer that made sense. They didn't have the answer yet. They did not understand. That would have to wait until they had more evidence. It's like a detective story, or a detective, you know, from a novel or a TV show. There's the crime scene at the beginning, and the detective is there looking at all these confusing facts to begin with. Now, if the detective does not have faith, he will say, there's nothing that can be done, I don't understand, there's no resolution. And he or she will go home. But if they have faith, the detective starts with faith that there's an answer to the confusing evidence in front of them. Faith becomes the first step toward a new discovery, a new understanding, a resolution of the confusing evidence. Or we could imagine that it's like a scientist performing experiments, and then something happens that is confusing and surprising. They repeat the experiment. Again, it's confusing and surprising. Does the scientist give up? Or do they have faith that these confusing bits of evidence can be brought to a resolution, that an answer can be found. Once again, it is faith which is a crucial step towards resolving the dilemma that we see in front of us. The disciples at the tomb left confused, left without an answer, but they had trust in God and trust in Jesus Christ, that they would understand. In each gospel, Jesus sends women to the men with the news that Jesus is alive. And then, after having to depend on the women for the delivering of this great news, the men and women disciples that remain see Jesus for themselves with their own eyes. They touch him with their own hands. They watch him eat. And over several weeks, they are with Jesus. And so the conviction of the early Christians that Jesus was alive was not a leap of faith without any evidence or without any reason. In fact, their evidence is very well documented. We have multiple authors. We have multiple documents that have come down to us through different sources testifying to the physical evidence of the witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. Now, lots of people don't like the evidence. They find it impossible or demanding, but the evidence is coherent and it is logical. What do we do with the resurrection of Jesus? It is very hard to believe that something like that could have happened. Our confusion is not that the tomb is empty. It's the claim that Jesus rose from the dead with a brand new kind of life, one that would never again die, one that would never again experience weakness or illness. What do we do with our doubts? What do we do when we look at the facts and they still seem confusing to us? What do we do when we feel doubt? In fact, what do we do anytime something confuses us as a Christian about our faith? Well, like the disciples, we can begin with faith. We can begin with belief. Belief is not meant to spare us questions or doubt. Faith is meant to lead us to knowledge. Faith is meant to lead us to a new understanding of God and life and the universe. What did the disciples believe in the empty tomb? From cover to cover in John's gospel, belief is always focused on one thing. It's not a doctrine. It's not a dogma. It's a person. It's not faith in a fact. It's trust in a person, Jesus Christ. A trusting, close relationship with God is what the disciples model for us. Either we step forward in faith in our own lives towards a closer relationship with Jesus, or we let our faith shift towards some other avenue for facts and evidence and answers. There's no standing still. There is no resting on our previous decisions or accomplishments. Faith is like our muscles. And the rule is, use it or lose it. The response of the first eyewitnesses to the empty tomb, the response to them seeing Jesus alive was trust. In the midst of their confusion or uncertainty, trust in God and trust in Jesus. For 2,000 years now, in the midst of facing uncertainty and doubts and confusion, Christians have continued to find steps of faith in Christ rewarded with their own encounters with Jesus, with a growing new understanding of God at work in them and around them, just like these first witnesses. This table, at which we will all be invited, is not the table of First Baptist Church. It is the table of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who is not simply a historical figure. Jesus Christ, who is raised from the dead and present here with us today. It is Jesus who invites you to take another step of faith today, in the midst of whatever doubts you may have. You may choose otherwise, as do many people in the world, to no longer look to God for the answers to your questions, but instead to look elsewhere. But Jesus is here, inviting you to take this step of faith into a closer relationship with Him and with God. Taking part in this meal is yet another step of faith in your lives. With this in mind, I encourage you in these moments to prepare your heart and mind, to listen for the Holy Spirit, to bring whatever questions and uncertainties and doubts you have, trusting that Jesus is here to help you discover the answers, to lead you to a new understanding. We will prepare ourselves in song and prayer. Will the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and grant you peace. Amen.